Hey guys, welcome back to the show. My name's Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那英语里当别人说了一句话，你可以怎么回应他呢？啊，这个回应我们今天就要教大家一些一句能够抵一万句的英语神回复。
Okay, so we don't need to use so many words here, right?
不用 10,000 words.
Right, exactly. So we're talking about really, really short phrases, powerful short phrases that you can use to kind of agree
对对对
with what your friend is saying.
对 powerful and very efficient.
Punchy, maybe we can say.
Oh, punchy, 对对对、yeah. 神回复我们可以说punchy、replies or punchy one-liners.
Sure, punchy one-liners.
好，今天我们说的这一组，我觉得就是你应该收藏起来，以后真的在日常生活当中就太常用了。所以大家打开微信公众号，搜索“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，回复这两个字就 OK 了。OK, this first one, 我觉得真的是、最常用的天天听到的就是一个人讲了一句话你觉得说的很有道理。
Oh, okay, so that makes sense.
Exactly.
Exactly. I say exactly a lot.
是。但如果你不想一直就说 yeah, yes, exactly,、right, 就是今天这些都很好。
Right, right, exactly.
That makes sense.
That makes sense, right?
那 that makes sense, 我觉得真的就是中文里面说的有道理，
有道理啊，
道理的意思、对吧？就是这道理就是 sense 呀。
Right. I mean, the thing is, I think we use this maybe a little bit more than you guys use that, if that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense.
Because we always use, you know, if that makes sense, that doesn't make sense.
啊、oh, ，对对对。然后有的时候我们中文加英文还说这个东西不 make sense. 那除了 that makes sense 以外呢，我觉得另外一种情况就是他讲了一个东西之前 you're not very convinced, 你可能觉得他没有那么 make sense,、但后来你想想哦，仔细想想还蛮有道理的。
Oh, okay, well that does make sense.
对，其实就是 that makes sense, 但是你把那个 makes 拆分成 does make sense.
Right, and you really want to focus, stress that、does, right? Oh, that does make sense.
对 that does make sense. 比如我跟我老公，我经常讲这东西讲第一遍，他觉得不 make sense.
啊，
后来想了一想，第二天跟我说You know,
yeah,
that does make sense.
That really does make sense.
You are right after all. 你还是对的。好，接下来这个呢，其实前两天有一个朋友在微信里面问我，他说，有一个客户跟他发了一句说 fair enough. 他说这客户到底是什么意思？
Oh, yeah.
那我想基本上他那个 context,场景可能是他讲了一句什么话，然后客户说啊，好吧，有道理，我接受。
Okay, yeah, that's basically it. It's reasonable enough that I can accept.
对 ，fair enough.
Fair enough, yeah, fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
对 ，fair 就是公平的意思，对吧？这就是啊，足够公平，就是符合常理吧。就这个意思。然后，Does this mean maybe they're a little bit unhappy, upset, but they choose to just live with it?
I wouldn't say too upset or too unhappy. I think it's kind of more, I don't totally accept what you're saying, but...
I might not totally agree with it, but、right. overall...
Overall, it sounds fair. Yeah,
对
reasonable.
It sounds fair, 是吧？反正我觉得 fair enough 是一个很好的、就是 you might not be seeingSomething eye to eye 100% of the time. Seeing something eye to eye 也是很好一个说法，就你们不一定什么事情都完完全全的认同，但是我们总的来说，就是这可以，对吧？这个合乎情理，可以接受。
Right. I think the other thing, just if I could add, we said like, you know, we can accept this even though we don't really agree. I think the other big part is I might not understand.
啊，对的，就是。我不是说你这个东西有问题，而是可能我们俩文化差异，我不是完全理解。
Right, exactly. So,
我有一个好例子。
Okay.
就那个时候坐月子，我跟我老公说， 对，我要在我爸爸妈妈家住一个月，然后就是各种各样的。然后他就说 ，OK, fair enough. 他说虽然我不完全的理解、因为在我的文化里面你们加拿大也不坐月子、
right.
但是这是 you know, your tradition, your culture is
yes,
fair enough.
That's a perfect example.
Let's do it that way.
Fair enough.
It's also a great way to avoid, you know, fights、
yes.
and disagreements. 是很好的避免就是吵架什么的一个说法啊。好，那接下来这一个我觉得也有点像，就是 I might not 100% agree with you, but I get what you're trying to say.
Ah, okay, so point taken.
对，这里的 point 就是你的重点 ,so point taken 就是你的重点，我明白了。
Right.
我觉得这句最常用的时候也是两个人可能你们在 maybe you're talking about or even debating,
right.
discussing something, 然后两个人都很坚持自己的想法。
Right. I mean, I might even add the word well in here, like point well taken.
Point well taken.
I mean, they're both okay,but especially in the situation Jenny just described, like if we are not arguing, but debating. And I want to show that, like, yeah, okay, I'm listening to what you said. Because some people argue and they don't listen. They just talk.
是的是的、所以你可以说 okay, point taken, or point well taken.
Yeah.
我觉得这个也很常用在就是可能别人给你一个批评或者你确实是有什么做错、如果 Adam 每天上班迟到然后我跟他讲不要请你注意 HR rules 纪律、punctuality 守时然后你可以说 point taken、
right.
因为你说 point taken 的时候 you're also telling the other person 就是你不需要再多说了我明白了
got
对
got it
对吧有这个意思啊。好那、在你刚说那个 point well taken 嘛那我觉得和 well 相关的还有两个说法、
okay.
但这两个就 much more positive
yes very positive
对吧就更、要积极的多
and I think pretty much the same I can't really find、too much of a difference、between well said and well put
对这两个就是像 compliment、
yeah.
像一种称赞就说哎你说的真好说的太有道理了。
This is something that people in my family always say well said.
你家人好 nice 哦。
Yeah.
是不是你讲了一句什么话他们经常说well said, well put.
Right, but it's just like that, you know, at a very young age, that's what we just start to say because, you know, my aunt says that or my cousin says that. And plus we like to talk.Believe it or not.
就前面我说他很像哦这个说的太有道理说的太好了。前面我们不是说 that makes sense or that does make sense 是说的有道理吗
Right.
但如果你真的想跟他说你说的太有道理 I'm totally convinced, I'm、
yes.
totally sold, 你可以用这两个。
Yes, well put, well said.
你是说我刚讲的
yeah, both, yeah, both.
好那我们今天最后要看的这两个呢就是you're clearly expressing you agree with them or you think the same.
Okay, so one way we could say this is I'm with you. Like, I'm with you on that.
With 就是 I'm with you, 就和你在一起。这说的 I'm with you on that.
Right.
On 那个就是你说的这个观点你说的这件事儿、I'm with you, 我和你是站在一起的。
Right.
对吧、那前面 I second that
I third that
可以这样用吗
No, well it's a joke. But it's a corny joke
OK 所以这里的 second 就真的是那个 first, second, third 那个第二、是吧
Right
因为别人先讲了一个什么观点然后你说 I second that
I、
就是、
second that, yeah、
我第二个讲 我也支持你、
Right、I mean it could be something as simple as You know like、Guys, why don't we get pizza tonight
I second that,
yeah.
我同意。就有点像什么举双手赞成那样。
This is like from a meeting, right? Yeah.
你说开会的时候。
Right, so somebody needs to say one thing, then another person needs to second it before
对对对
it's, you know,official.
好我们今天前面说的这些呢都是基本上是你同意赞同对吧、但有的时候当你真的碰到你不能完全赞同的时候呢我觉得也是可以比较有礼貌比较体面的来表达的、这个时候有一句很好的英语短语就是
Let's agree to disagree
I love this saying
I know, yes I've heard you say this for many, many years
因为我常常 disagree with 你
Yeah, we always disagree. No, because I really think that this is like your pet phrase, your 口头禅
Pet phrase 就是口头禅啊 So let's agree to disagree、
mm.
所以这重点就是 Fundamentally, you disagree with each other、
mm.
你们的想法看法是不一样的但是 let's agree 就是好反正我们想法就不一样这个就是你可以 wrap up conversation 也是我们不要为这个吵架争执
Right, yeah, there's no need to argue Like, let's just, yeah, forget it
对 agree to disagree Or another similar saying I like 就是 you can disagree without being disagreeable
Oh, that's true, yeah, that's true So disagreeable just means you're kind of a I guess I can only think of the word miserable Not very nice
就态度很差
Yeah, yeah, yeah
对吧 So,basically, you can disagree without being disagreeable. 就是我们可以意见不一样、
mm.
但是呢不要人身攻击不要对互相那么 mean, 那么刻薄
yeah,、right.
对吧 Disagreeable 就是有点刻薄的意思、好那我们今天送大家的这一组 little phrases, 希望都能在你下次、英语跟别人交流的时候不用再说 yes, exactly,、definitely.
Right.
大家可以 you know, mix up your speeches. And even if when you don't agree, when you disagree, 你们可以用 let's agree to disagree,、这样。
Well said, Jenny.
对，很体面的方法。好，那希望大家喜欢我们今天的节目。然后还有哪一些情景底下的这种小句子、小说法是你特别想了解的，大家都可以到我们今天推送底下的留言来告诉我们。那么你现在听到的呢是我们开言英语带给你每周的免费双语脱口秀你有很多朋友说啊，我想把英语学得更好然后呢我想要更多主题的内容更加丰富或者我想更加有步骤的学习大家就可以了解一下我们的会员课程因为我们分六个级别然后有800多节非常实用生动的英语口语课每天都有更新而且作为会员呢你所有已经发布的800多节课和每天更新的新课都可以学习
Well put
Beautifully put, 是吧、
Fantastically put.
好大家到我们的微信公众号你们都知道点菜单可以先免费试用一下然后喜欢的话呢在公众号购买学习一年只要629也是各个渠道里面最优惠的一个价格。OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.